I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Imagine the scenario that all the employees in the office have a really strong feeling and are convinced that the boss is the one that is stealing from them. What do you do about it? Do you hold on to it? I mean, it's not game-changing money, and you're not really taking money out of the employees' pockets per se, but especially because it was for a charity.
No, it was for a fellow employee.
That's right.
So they were like going to like share some love to one of their administrators, so they all collected money for her to really shower her with their appreciation, and it should have came to about $1,000. But when the boss gave her the gift, which she was overjoyed about, right? Like they said she was tears. They were all sitting there doing calculations in their head. And they're like, yeah, no, this is about $400 shy of what this actually should be. And so they were trying to figure out, like, how do we confront the boss with, like, there's like $400 missing here from this gift that was supposed to, like, we all collected to go to her.
So Rebecca is back here now with an update on exactly what happened, because we gave her some advice on Friday, but what was it?
No, it was great advice. And Cassie threw in, I said that you could say, hey, with that leftover $400, you could donate it to a charity.
Yeah. It was just sort of saying, like, hitting him up and being like, this is what we know, that it wasn't all spent. Here's what we as the office would like to do. And then everyone's on board. So either way, you're not getting that money back, but the money has to be donated and he's got to show the receipts.
We're really hoping we see a $400 donation to Bert's Big Adventure today.
Right. Hey, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks for following up with us. So what happened over the weekend?
So updates. So unfortunately, it's not coming to Bird's Big Adventure this morning. However, we did, we talked about some of the suggestions you all made. Like I pitched them to the coworkers in a group chat, and we decided we wanted the money to go to her since she makes so much less of them and she's just so wonderful. So in our meeting on Friday with the boss, we suggested that with the leftover money from the gift, we should send her away for a weekend trip with her husband, because that's something that's feasible. At that point, the boss then said that there was no leftover money. So I said, I thought everyone gave $100 each, and counting the people at the table, that should be $1,000. He said that they did, and that the money was used to help pay for the holiday party, which was a shock to everyone. Yeah. Because we've never been expected to pay for the party before.
Yeah.
I don't think the party was good enough for it to be $400 extra dollars that go towards it. And we were just mostly upset because, like, that's not what we agreed to. He never told us that.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you know, there's nothing we can do about it at this point. We're not happy about it, so we're going to try to figure out if we could do something else.
That is so wrong.
But I know.
It's like a very strategic move on his part, because how do you even question that?
You can't. I mean, at that point. But that's super shady of him to collect money under the guise that all of it's going to go to an employee and then take from that pot to pay for, like, no employee should have to pay for their holiday Christmas party. If you can't afford one, then you don't throw one.
Right, right, right.
But now you can go to HR. Because now the money collected went towards a company party, and it was not supposed to. It was a misallocation of funds, and it was a fraudulent use of the money. You can go to HR and say, we all gave money for X thing. It was spent on a company party. We would like reimbursement.
Mm.
Ooh. I would do that, because I would say that's not what we signed up for. And as a whole at the table, we would have said no holiday party if we had known we had to pay for it. We gave the money for this use. It was used on company stuff without our permission. We would like a reimbursement.
Abby, what are you doing in a case like this?
For me, I mean, I think I would take your advice, just because, I mean, I've been in the workforce like 2 days. So I would obviously go to somebody who's been in a situation like this before. And that's really all you can do, is go to the people in power and say, we all thought that we were giving this money to support our coworker that, you know, we wanted to give a special gift for. And it clearly went to like the pasta and breadsticks, which I'm sure were great, but not worth $400. So I think you got to run to HR and don't let this guy get off scot-free.
Is there some fear here, though? Rebecca, you're the one that approached the boss, though, correct?
Well, we all did at the meeting. Okay. So I brought up the, like, I thought that there would be, you know, extra money after he said there wasn't.
My fear was that if you were the one that talked to him about it and then all of a sudden HR got involved, he would obviously pin it on you. But if all you guys did, he doesn't even know who went to HR.
Yeah, it was depending on his track record, has he ever done, like, is he overall a good boss, or is he one of the, like, has he pulled stunts like this before?
It can be like Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde, you know, sometimes it's, or I might have gotten that wrong, but
yeah,
it's just like, it's just sometimes, like, there can be moments where he's a really, really great boss, which is why we even trusted him with that money in the first place. Then he'll have issues with other things like overtime or stuff like that, where it's just like, it's like, is it hard for you to do this part of the job, or are you just shady?
Like, I commend what Cassie is saying, and I'm not saying one way is right, one way is wrong, and I'm not saying what I'm about to say is the right thing to do. But if I were you, I'd take the L, because HR is there to protect the company, not you. 9 out of 10 times. We've had so many HR people call up over the years on the show to say that. I know how hard it is out there to find a good paying job. And I would just chalk this up as a life lesson. Over the years of working in this industry, I've gotten screwed over. And there are times when I'm like, yeah, this is worth saying something about. And then the other times I'm like, I got to eat this. And now I know how to do a future protocol, get stuff in writing, et cetera. So personally, as much as it sucks, I would take the L on this one. Ugh. And then moving forward, have a different protocol.
I think Kristen might be right, but
it sucks to say. I hate saying it.
I'll tell you what, and just... Oh, it just burns me so badly, is injustice.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And just allowing it to happen, just, I don't know how you could ever respect this person ever again.
No, I mean, it's going to be different moving forward, how you interact with them and how you work with them. But there are certain life lessons that you learn in business and working in an office. And sometimes it's severe enough where you got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what I've learned. And this is a battle that I'd have to take the L on, unfortunately. But again, you also have Cassie's option of sticking it to the man. But I just don't know how much HR is going to stick it to him.
It's The Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.